former McCook High School standout, three-sport athlete, a track and field standout, and now at UNL, Nebraska and Lincoln with the Husker program, and Emma Dutton. How's life treating you after the first semester?
It's going pretty good. College is a little harder than I expected, honestly. But other than that, I'm really liking it.
Now, when you went to school, you didn't think this is going to be a cakewalk. My gosh, how could it be different from high school, right?
Yeah. Classes are definitely a step up, and so is practice, I would say.
Juggling both is not easy, is it?
No.
That's terrific. That's good. So, tell us a little bit what you're studying again.
I'm nursing.
Nursing. So, yep. We're talking about a lot of pre-med or classes, stuff like, or what do you have to take when you're a nurse?
Anatomy, physiology, chemistry, that kind of stuff.
Golly. Big time term papers and stuff like that, or?
More like finals, like memorizing
right.
stuff.
Right. Oh, boy. So the brain's going to be working at all times in those classes, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk track and field with the track and field program. Just getting started with the indoor season, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In January.
All right. So how's practice? Getting involved with the program. Tell us how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Practice is a little harder than I thought, like I said, but 6 days a week we have practice, 3 days a week lifting, a lot of event work, a lot of workouts.
Mm-hmm, sure. Now, as far as I talked to your dad earlier, pentathlon, that's what you're going to be, right?
Yep, multi. They moved me to a multi-eventer.
For folks that don't know, pentathlon involves?
The 200, uh-huh. the 60-meter hurdles, shot put,
You're throwing now, huh?
Yep.
How has that been?
That one is definitely the hardest one to pick up for me.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. And what else? You got the 60 hurdles, the 200, the shots, and what else?
Wait. 200 is actually only outdoors. 800, 60-meter hurdles, shot put, long jump, high jump.
So are those others you've done one time in your high school ranks sometime, haven't you?
Oh, I've never done a field event before.
You never long jumped ever?
No.
I thought for sure at least you had tried it or something like that.
I wish I would have.
Yeah. So changing to this, I'd say, hey, I'm up for it. Has it worked out? It's worked out so far.
I'm starting to pick it up a little bit. Yeah. Hopefully by outdoor season, I'll be pretty solid.
I take it, no question, you have older girls in front of you that you're competing against, and you're learning from them, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. There's three other multi-event girls. There's no other freshmen, so that's been a learning opportunity, I think. Everyone's pretty experienced.
Wow, so you're the lone freshman doing that event, huh?
Yep.
That's terrific, you bet. So you start talking about workouts. You're telling us that Coach May's workouts aren't quite up to what the Huskers do right now.
Not quite. Not quite there.
I think he probably would say, you know what, that's probably
that's
good.
That's okay.
The college workouts should be tougher than the high school workouts, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you feel like you're going to get a chance to compete, maybe come outdoor season?
I think outdoor season, I might get my red shirt pulled. But indoor, I'm just competing at the home meets.
Uh-huh.
Not traveling quite yet. I'm not quite ready for that, I don't think.
Did you think you were going to chance to compete as a freshman? Or did you think, no, I'll probably redshirt the entire year?
I figured I'd probably redshirt as soon as they moved me to multi-events.
Right.
Just because I have so much to learn in not that many months. But I'm excited to see if I can get some competitions in there.
Yeah, it's kind of standard, especially in a Division I school. If you're a freshman, you might not do anything right away. But for you got to be ecstatic. Hey, I'm going to get a chance to try this.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. You bet. Home for Christmas, right?
Yep, here for a couple weeks.
It's good. Now, do you have to go back a little earlier than everybody else?
Yeah, school starts the 23rd of January, and I have to be back the 3rd. So
I take it while you're home, you can enjoy a home-cooked meal, but you still probably got to work out and stay in shape, don't you?
Yep, he sent me the workouts yesterday.
So, yeah, and really can't skip a beat, can you?
Never.
I was going to ask you, as far as your teammates, who you got a chance to know all of them? I know there's a lot of them, but do you have a chance to get to know them and what they do and how they've competed in track and field over the years?
Mm-hmm. The multi-event group is all pretty close. I know them all super well. We hang out outside of track and all that kind of stuff. I don't really know the long-distance people that much, just because I don't see them around that often. But I know most of the track people, I think.
Uh-huh. You got some pretty good people. I mean, some good kids that are going to be fun to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, it's super, super cool to watch them go. It just, like, blows my mind that I'm on the same team as them sometimes.
Anybody, but can you throw a name out or two? Who's really, you think, wow, that they're really good, fun to watch?
A multi-boy, Till Steinforth. Uh-huh. He's from Germany. He's super good. Darius, he's a hurdler.
Okay.
He ranked at Nationals or something last year. It's just, it's pretty crazy. Jenna Rogers is a high jumper. She jumped 6 foot at our little inner squad meet the other day. So that was pretty crazy.
Great. I'm so glad everything's working out. You're having a fun time. And you had a chance to watch Sienna play a little basketball. You're missing basketball? Because this time of the year, usually, you know, you're getting ready for basketball. You missed a sport.
Yeah, I don't miss it at all. Don't tell Shyle, but... was not my thing for sure.
Well, you did well over the years, but it's just a little different now with college track and field. Studies going okay, school, you know, track and fields in your freshman year, it couldn't go on any better, could it?
Maybe could have gone a little better. Was not prepared for anatomy for sure.
Okay,
but.
The classes are going to be tough. You're going to stick with nursing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm sticking through it.
Yeah, because you got what? How many more years when it comes to being a nurse?
Three.
Is it three? I kept thinking it was a little bit more like. Talking 5 or 6, but that's not the case,
I
right?
I think it's 3, yeah.
You're crossing your fingers.
I'm hoping.
It's 3.
4 in total, so.
Yeah, 4 years of anatomy and all that is enough for you, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's good. Thank you so much for talking to us. I sure appreciate it. I'll let you get back to watching the game and everything. Have a great Christmas, okay?
Thank you. You too.